Rain Caldwell was startled by the slamming of a car door. Keys rattled, followed by the sound of heavy footsteps behind her. She stopped cold in the blackness. Rain hated walking to her apartment building in the dark. The security lights were out in the parking lot. She wished now that she'd fished the flashlight out of her book bag before exiting her car. Standing on the sidewalk, with a laundry basket balanced on one hip and a bottle of laundry detergent in her other hand, she wished she hadn't stuffed her apartment key into her pants pocket. Her heart began to race as the footsteps were joined by a second sound of clomping boots on concrete. They were moving quickly in her direction. Rain picked up her pace. She tried to tell herself she was just paranoid. She considered stepping aside and letting them pass, but one side of the narrow sidewalk was bordered by thorny bushes and the other by parked cars. The tone of the voices supported her presumption that the clomping feet behind her belonged to two males. How close were they? She was afraid to look. Her heart was hammering inside her chest.
"Want some help with that basket, pretty mama?"
a husky voice behind her asked. 20 more feet. 20 more feet. Don't panic, she told herself.
"No, thank you," Rain yelled back as she rushed toward the door. "Come on, that big old laundry basket looks way too heavy for a little thing like you."
"No, I've got it, thanks." 10 more feet.
"No, really, let me get that for you," the man hollered insistently.
Rain heard the heavy footfalls speed up. She didn't dare turn to look, that would take too much time. Relief washed over her as she approached the door and discovered it propped open. Normally she'd be upset with her neighbor's lax security, but at that moment, it was a blessing. As she went through, she kicked the rock holding the door open and let it bang shut behind her. When she reached the stairwell to her third floor apartment, she realized the light in the stairwell was out as well. She'd have to climb them in the dark. Rain tripped on the first step, righted herself, and took the rest of the stairs two at a time. The sound of her own feet hitting the steps drowned out any possibility of hearing if the men had followed her. If they had, she couldn't be sure how close they were. At the third floor landing, Rain dropped the basket and detergent and reached into her right front pocket for the door key. At that moment, she wanted to kick herself for carrying a key ring with so many charms and keys that made it difficult to remove from her jeans. Rain fumbled with her keys before locating the correct one. As she attempted to unlock the door, she dropped the keys with a clatter. "Crap!" she said out loud. Rain quickly knelt and frantically ran her hand across the floor. The mere seconds it took to locate the keys felt like hours as she listened for the men. The door downstairs banged shut. Were they in the building? Footfalls in the stairwell echoing off the walls amplified her urgency to get inside. She vowed to herself to move to a safer neighborhood once her lease was up, but this apartment had been the cheapest place she could find this close to campus, and she was already a mile and a half away from the university. She hadn't expected rent in St. Louis to be so high. Housing around WashU's campus wasn't cheap. Still, it was less expensive than living in the dorm, and having roommates helped, sometimes. By her left foot, she finally located the key ring and grabbed it. She shot to her feet and quickly inserted the key into the lock. The footfalls grew louder. They were nearing the top of the landing when she turned the knob and pushed it open with her left hand. With her right hand, she reached for the baseball bat she kept by the door. She turned on her heel and backed into her apartment. As she did, she felt for the light switch. She flipped it up. Nothing. Her apartment remained pitch black. Rain took 2 quick steps back into her apartment and slammed the door. With her left hand, she turned the deadbolt and slid the chain across. She turned and put her back against the door, her breaths coming in rapid gasps. After placing the bat back into position, leaning against the wall by the door, Rain bent forward, attempting to catch her breath before reaching for the lamp on the side table next to the sofa. Tripping over her shoes and her roommate's overstuffed backpack, she extended her right arm and caught herself on the table. Feeling her way up the lamp, she found the switch and turned it. Still nothing. "Damn you, Gage. You forgot to pay the electric bill? Again? Really?"